It's funny, though, when you start to break it down in the sense of a Super Bowl champion team and now to see how things are, you know, guys are getting money.
Yeah.
Guys are getting Malik Jackson getting paid. I mean, this is...
He got paid.
He got paid.
It's the future!
Down and distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Rivers in congestion. Intercepted! Picked off on the play. Danny Trevathan to the house!
Welcome into Down and Distance, everybody. It's your boy, Jared Payton, alongside my man, Sean Davis. Follow him on Twitter at SD2Mikes. I'm at Payton Sun, PaytonSun on Twitter. Big day. Everybody knows it. If you're a football fan, this is what it's all about. The 2016 season and free agency starts at 3 p.m. Central Time. That means time to wheel and deal. Sean, you look at where the NFL draft is, and I know that teams are looking forward to the NFL draft, where you build your team through the draft for long-term success, right? You're looking for long-term success right there. But when you look at free agency, this is an opportunity for a team to go out and get a guy at a position of need, and that will help your team immediately, help your team get better that instant once you get him at that position. Teams are going to go out and spend money on guys where we've already seen already, but we know that it's going to be crucial. The Bears have big time needs. And right now for Ryan Pace, today starts. It starts for Ryan Pace, where people are looking at this year with what he has in the draft, 9 picks, to also being able to go out here and get some free agents to come in and help at those positions that they need help at. This is a time right now where people are going to be looking at him and moves that he makes, but we already know how he feels. He said, buyers beware. He's not going out and empty the Brinks truck at anybody's house, but he's a guy that knows he can get great value in free agency. It just seems like, what direction does he go first? And we've already seen some of the rumors out there. There's a lot of rumors floating around about a bunch of different players from different teams. But for the Bears, Danny Trevathan seems like his name has been linked with the Chicago
Bears.
Before
the end of the season.
Yeah.
They've been talking about it, his connection to John Fox being drafted and then being drafted low and then being able to become a starter and a very valuable piece of that Broncos defense.
Like, you know, no, I'm talking about very, very valuable. If you watch film on him, and I broke down film yesterday, just sitting and watching him, I watched basically almost a half an hour of film and highlights. He is exactly what Vic Fangio wants. Like, exactly what he wants. And, I mean, you could talk and listen to what Ryan Pace said at the Combine about Shay McClellan, that the arrow is pointing up. But this is not even the same stratosphere what Shay McClellan is when you look at Danny, of what he does, especially which jumps out to me on film, is his coverage skills.
3-down linebacker.
I mean, what else do you need? And when you look at this Bears defense, you have to be able to do that. Footwork, vision, knack for the football. I mean, it's all there. He's someone that this Bears defense definitely could use.
And Vic Fangio can be creative again.
Exactly.
Start like to get guys.
Like he was in
talented.
San Francisco.
He can get very creative in San Francisco because of the athletic ability and the versatility of somebody like Danny Trevathan.
But in this 3-4, those inside linebackers have to be playmakers.
Have to be.
They can't be guys that get pushed back. No disrespect. Shay McClellan, good dude. Met him before. Nice guy. And has, if you look at from when he was drafted to even with the position change to where he is, where he was last season, yeah, you've seen him kind of, I understand where they say they see him getting better. They like him for some reason. This organization likes him, but you need difference makers inside. Like you have to.
Yeah, if I can give a basketball analogy, it's 1-on-1. Big time players, top 5 players in the NBA, when they get a 1-on-1 situation, you expect them to make a bucket. It's the same thing with that linebacker on the inside, whether it's Patrick Willis or whether it's Danny Trevathan. You get a guy that's special. He's going to have opportunities in his offense. One-on-one with the running back, either out of the backfield via the pass or on a sweep, through the middle on a run, a trap, whatever it is, it's you and the running back. Our guys in front are going to make sure that you have the ability to make the play. And that's what Danny Trevathan gives you. He gives you a guy that's very fast, sideline to sideline, very instinctive, three down back, can cover the tight end if he goes out into a passing route. So they did a great job. He was part of the reason why Greg Olsen struggled in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it's to watch what he's able to do.
You know, having DeMarcus Ware and
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
I mean, having those two guys,
that helps out a little bit.
It definitely helps. It's funny though when you start to break it down in the sense of a Super Bowl champion team, and now to see how things are. You know, guys are getting money.
Yeah,
guys are getting Malik Jackson getting paid. I mean,
he got paid.
He got paid. And this is what's so hard about trying to repeat as champions in the NFL. Because once you win, and guys have contracts, so free agency comes around, everybody is going to get paid. And let's not forget,
is it good money though?
What do you mean?
Like what Malik Jackson got? Is it good money? Because Malik Jackson is expected to come in and be that guy.
I don't know.
If I'm playing inside of Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware,
you're going to get off and get your opportunity.
So it goes back to what I just said. If you're a good player, you should be able to win one-on-one matchups.
You have a
ton of one-on-one matchups.
Yes.
Is he going to get that many one-on-one matchups with the Jaguars?
No, he's going to have to be, for that money, he's going to have to be a beast and be able to come off and be double teamed, figure it out.
I don't know if he's that guy.
That's what makes certain guys so special. That's what makes a Von Miller so special. Like, there's certain guys that you have to, like you talked about, the basketball analogy, winning one-on-one. Guys are getting paid, but we know that's how it goes. We see it in basketball as well, right?
Absolutely.
We see it in basketball as well. It's things are going to change. Guys are going to get money. They have to be able to produce. We'll see how they produce without having superstars or guys that affect the game around them. Akeem Hicks from the Patriots.
Yeah, he got traded to the Patriots. Got traded to the Patriots. Played very well for them.
And a guy that great extension off the ball, hard to block one on one. Inside is kind of a tear. Gets to the ball very, very well. I like him. I just already see where you start to connect the dots and start to see who's going where. He was in New Orleans when Ryan Pace was in New Orleans.
Just as Trevathan was in Denver when Fox was
there. These are the dots that are being connected where, you know, Ryan Pace already knows what kind of guy you're going to get. He feels comfortable with him. I could see that being something as well. Listen, the Bears need a lot of help.
Those two guys definitely solidify the front seven little bit more.
Okay.
You got better.
But I have to ask you a question.
You
give me a name in free agency. Is there anybody that you can think of? Because you talk about up front getting better. What about on the back end? Because on the back end, you have to be able to solidify.
So free agency.
I'm talking, you need a safety.
Absolutely.
Can you
top safety, Ioka goes back to Cincinnati. He goes back home.
Okay.
Reggie Nelson is still out there, but Reggie Nelson is what, 31, 32?
That's not what we're looking for.
We're not looking for that.
No, you need.
You want to stay young. Deshaun Golson was just released, but he has familiarity with the system and Vic Fangio. Is he a possibility? Janoris Jenkins got $12 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the market for DBs? Because I don't think Ryan Pace is going to be willing to pay
Deshaun
that
Gibson?
Much. Deshaun Gibson, yes. Yeah. Sean Gibson from Cleveland, very inconsistent. Great year, then a down year.
But does that mean that maybe you can get him for a little bit of value?
That's what I'm saying. If Janoris Jenkins has set the market at $12 million, and I don't even think he's a top-notch shutdown corner.
Thanks, Mike. Mike just hit us up.
What
Facebook
did Mike say?
Live. You know, he just gave us the name because we were looking for the name.
Yeah.
He hooked us up. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Thank everybody for watching right now on Facebook Live.
So 12 what? 12 million?
12 million.
A guy that gets burnt, that's undisciplined on the back end? Is that what you're looking for?
No, you're not looking for.
Okay.
So you know what?
So what's the market for somebody like that?
This is the thing. You keep talking about the market.
Sean Smith from Kansas City, still out there.
Okay. How old? Do you know how old he is?
Sean Smith's pretty young. He's about 27.
I just feel like you have to get younger at the safety position. I mean, we can't keep going through. This is a position that the Bears, it's been a revolving door
now,
for the Bears for years.
They have to hit in free agency on the back end because the draft from the safety position is cornerback.
Cornerback position.
No. Mackenzie Alexander is like ranked fifth.
The Bears, that's why I tell Bears fans, you have to be, just sit back and relax. You have to understand that this is going to be a process. This is a process because when you have so many holes to fill, you can only do so much through the draft. Yes, the Bears right now, the cap, when you look at how much cap room they have, and they can make plays.
Okay.
I just want, and we talked about this. Hold on. We talked about this, and you always bring this up. I'll never forget where I was on 90 talking to you about to go past Woodfield Mall, and you talked about how what did we see out of Ryan Pace last year, that he was smart enough to go out and get great – he went out and got Pernell McPhee, great value, and when he was on the football field, a difference maker. But those one-year deals, Sean, those one-year deals that turned out to be pretty good ones. We start to see guys coming in and making plays – This is going to be that time. I think this is going to be that year, that calling card year for Ryan Pace and what he builds here in Chicago with John Fox to figure out something that will be able to work, but be smart about it.
So like I said, you got Leotis McKelvin, who signed with Philadelphia. Then you have Janoris Jenkins, who signed with the Giants. And they pretty much broke the bank. Both of those guys getting high-end contracts as cornerbacks. I don't think either one of them really are top five. I don't even know if I can call either one of them top 10 cornerbacks in the National Football League. So now Reggie Nelson, another name that's been bantered about is Eric Weddle. Another old, reliable
Eric Weddle,
safety.
He's reliable. I just, at the position, I want to get younger. You got Adrian Amos, a guy who kind of showed you about out of Penn State, right?
Yeah.
Later, you got him late in the draft. A guy that showed you he can hit, come down and hit, but still young. But I think last year is going to give him more confidence of figuring it out, because when you get thrown in the fire as a youngster, you only can get better because it gives you more of an attitude and of a better feeling of the game, because the game is so different from college to the NFL. When you talk about speed and guys being top notch and the best players, you have to figure out a way. Ziggy just on Facebook Live right now hitting up saying Ramsey will be gone at number 11.
I don't want Ramsey.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
I mean, Jalen Ramsey's name's getting thrown around.
You have people say the best cover corner in the draft is the fifth best corner in the draft. A lot of people say Mackenzie Alexander for Clemson is the best one-on-one cover corner. Jalen Ramsey, they don't know if he can play corner at a National Football League. Some people say he's more of a safety. That's where he started at in Florida State. But he played a lot of zero coverage at Florida State, so I think he can adjust as a defensive back.
Watching him play, though, bro.
Oh, he's a beast. He's a beast.
Listen, and I'm not talking about you know how I feel.
Absolutely, but I'm not talking about using number 11
to
get a cornerback.
No.
That's not what I'm talking about.
If you're gonna, for me, there's certain positions that when you look at drafting, especially in the first round, and what the Bears' needs are, You don't reach
for a cornerback when there are minimal playmakers at that position.
Yes, but this is a great draft to get a corner that you could probably get later round in the second, third,
move back early.
Yeah,
I mean, late first. And grab a Mackenzie Alexander.
And I have no doubt that Ryan Pace is the one thing, and anybody out there that's listening or watching, understand this. Ryan Pace, the one thing that I do know about him is that he is a guy that sits and watches film. He's a film guy. So he knows that he can probably get better value later on in the draft to certain positions. But if there's a position, if there's two positions for that 11th pick, Sean, that you would not be upset or wink an eye to, and you're getting top notch. Let's just say you're getting at that position.
Right.
You're getting the best at that position. At 11, what are the two positions that you would be like, okay, I'm getting the best player at this position for this if offense and defense?
For the value?
For the value.
Right now?
Like right now.
They mirror each other. Each and every down.
Exactly.
I'm looking at the defensive end and the tackle.
Exactly.
Absolutely. If I get the best rush in
best rush in, or you could get a left tackle that is just going to be with your franchise.
If Roger Goodell comes out and he says with the 11th pick, the Chicago Bears select Shaq Lawson.
Yes.
Or the left tackle from Notre Dame. How are you mad as a Bears fan?
I don't think you can be.
How are you upset? Those are the two pressing needs. You need someone to rush the quarterback if you're the Chicago Bears. Ronnie Stanley is going to give you a left tackle for the next 10 years. Pro Bowl left tackle. And based upon all the mocks we've seen, he'll be in that area.
Yeah, he'll
be in that area.
A lot of people just saying
historically, the best area, the Bears are right outside the border of where historically you get your best values. The best value in the draft historically comes pick 13 through 19 because you don't have to reach. And usually guys that are undervalued have slipped. They're really top 10 picks, but for some reason someone has reached for a quarterback or reached for another need position, and then this value guy has slipped down to 13 and 19. So the Bears are pretty much right where they need to be. And based upon what we talked about with Ryan Pace, best available, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's talked about since day one. I'm taking the best available athlete. I'm not picking from position.
Just had to give Sean the phone real quick because I wanted to see some of the conversation going on.
Laramie Tunsil. And fans will probably have an opportunity to talk to Laramie Tunsil on Down and Distance in the future.
Yeah, he's coming.
He's coming to Chicago.
He's coming to Chicago.
He's going to be involved with your charity.
Yeah, he's
and
coming
some other
with
things out of Crete Monique High School. Big event. You'll be posting that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, there's just a lot of chatter right now. A lot of people on the Facebook Live just talking about the position of need for the Bears that they wouldn't be upset about.
Yeah, we just had, I'm going to call her Q Ochoa. She just talked about needing a fresh face at quarterback. And I agree. Remember the question I posed to you, right?
But.
Reportedly, the Texans
have
outdueled the Broncos for the services of Brock Osweiler.
If
that's the case, and this I want to put this out here right now on Facebook Live.
Okay, go ahead.
If John Elway calls Ryan Pace.
Yes.
And says, I'll give you a first and a third for Jay Cutler. What do you say? Do you take the call?
I
know most Bears fans are like, no, we need a quarterback. If he gives you a one.
A one and a three?
And a three. And he has to give you another pick for next year.
But how do I not know? First of all, ask me the question. Am I picking up the phone? I guess I'm going to answer the phone. I have to answer the phone. And I have to, as an organization, you have to start looking at this too as well. Because people need to understand that in the NFL, you have to have a quarterback to win.
Yeah.
And so, long term. So, if Jay Cutler is not, if that's not long term, you have to start thinking about the future.
Hey, everybody's like, hell yeah, take it. Hell yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Everybody, man.
Tyrone said, what about RG3?
Tyrone, I don't.
Unfortunately, he seems to be ticketed for Dallas, a lot of people are saying. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But if you give me, if John Elway calls Ryan Pace and says, look, I'm going to take the headache that is Jay Cutler off your hand and give you a first round pick, a third round pick, you need at least three or four picks.
If I'm not getting
three or four picks, I'm not doing it. Give me a number one this year, number one next year, and I'll take a third. I'm not just going to strip you of everything. I don't want your second.
I just need to know about these Bears.
Go ahead.
Bears fans, I mean.
They're saying yes. It's a great deal. You have to take it.
I just want to know how everybody what everybody thinks about Jay Cutler right now. Because after last year with
He's serviceable, right?
Okay. Which quarterbacks would be available at number 11?
I mean, the top two go in the top 10,
yeah,
right?
The top two are probably going to go in the top 10, so.
And the next one after that is
Carson
Lynch.
From
Memphis.
Paxton Lynch.
And you, anytime I say this name, you almost like regurgitate. What? Christian Hackenberg.
Christian Hackenberg? No. No. Not that, listen, you know when you come back for another season when you should leave? Or you come back and you're hoping that you're a Heisman hopeful and there's a lot of pressure on you to be able to do something like that spectacular. It was tough for the young man. I haven't seen enough of Paxton Lynch to see. You like his measurables, though. I mean, how tall he is. I mean, it's kind of similar to looking at a guy that can sit back and survey the field. But you have to have a quarterback. I just don't know if that guy, and you know how I feel about Jared Goff. I mean, watch. Go to draftbreakdown.com and find out and sit there. It's like the best site if you want to be able to look at film of guys, like full film of guys, and check them out. Go there and look at a full game of Jared Goff, and you tell me if he's the number one quarterback.
And to be honest, I'm not telling the Bears and Ryan Pace to tank. It's not what I'm saying. But next year is the year of the quarterback in the NFL draft.
So next year is going to be the
year
of the quarterback.
Next year is the year to go ahead and get that breath of fresh air at the quarterback situation.
But this is, it sets you up perfect for the Bears, though. You get Jay Cutler for another year.
If I could go grab Deshaun Watson right now,
ooh,
for any team.
Deshaun Watson, what do you guys think about that? That's what I want to know. I mean, you talk about the future of where the quarterback position is
going.
I mean, Cam kind of came in and broke it down. But to watch Watson, and you know how I feel at first. I didn't give him enough credit until I really sat down.
I'll give you a name. Give you a name late in the draft. And Bears fans, they might like this, okay? And the reason I say this is because you look at the development of A.J. McCarron and what he was able to do late in the season for the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
Yeah.
He played pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Gave them a chance to win. Coker from Alabama. Better tools than McCarron.
Why did everybody think I was crazy when I said that?
Look.
You look at where he comes from, right? From the situation.
A lot of people said he won the battle against Jameis Winston when they went head-to-head in spring football. Jameis just ended up being anointed the quarterback and taking him to a national championship.
Yeah.
I can't argue. The guy was the number one pick. So you mean to tell me somebody that competed with Jameis Winston can't be your quarterback to be groomed?
Whoa. I got to throw this out there.
Throw it out there.
I just saw there. Mike just put it out there. Cardale Jones in the later round. In those later rounds?
For development?
For development.
Absolutely.
Why? I mean.
Absolutely. If you can keep him off Twitter.
Let's say this.
If you can keep him off Twutter, you're good.
Let's be honest. Let's say what we said earlier on in the season. When they were going through their quarterback battle at Ohio State, JT Barrett, it really doesn't matter. If they would have just been.
If they handed the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott, they win
a championship. But they didn't. But which quarterback gave you the best chance to win, you think?
Against the best team?
Against the best team.
Cardale Jones.
I have to agree
against
with you.
The best
I like JT
teams.
Barrett.
Right. Against
but
the
I,
best team.
I think Cardale Jones gave you.
Big plays, which is needed.
Yeah.
Clemson wasn't going to be Alabama methodically moving the ball down the field. Both teams had to make big plays in order to score.
Scott just posted. He just asked. He said the only thing about Jones is everything between the ears. That's the problem.
I totally agree.
I mean, I agree with you. No, Troy. No more Tim Tebow talk.
Troy did not say Tim Tebow.
I just got a Tim Tebow reference.
Hey, guys, always join us right here, Facebook Live, each and every Wednesday. Down at Distance
That's
with my guy,
up.
Jared Payton. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get into some more Bears, but we're about to talk some Lovie Smith and some Illinois football
Strictly.
With our guy, Howard Griffith.
Howard Griffith's coming
from the
on.
Big Ten Network.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll definitely hit you guys up on Down and Distance. Hit us up on Twitter at DADpod on Twitter. That's where you can get all the other podcasts as well. Follow him on Twitter at SD2Mikes, and I'm at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN on Twitter. As always, it's great to talk with you guys on Down and Distance.
NFL free agency.
And we always convert. We were here, now we're gone. Peace.